You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is dry ice? Think back to elementary school when you learned about the states of matter, solids, liquids, and gases. Dry ice is the solid version of the gas carbon dioxide. When the gas is cooled to a low enough temperature, it changes directly from a gas to a solid and skips the liquid stage. This is called deposition. When dry ice gets warmer, it changes directly from a solid to a gas, again skipping that liquid stage. This is called sublimation. When this occurs, because there is no liquid stage, no liquid remaining, it's dry. So that's why it's called dry ice. Now, you remember how I said that dry ice is carbon dioxide? Carbon dioxide, it's pretty important stuff. We use it for refrigeration, for keeping food cold, for making ice cream. It's also used for special effects since it produces a fog. We can use it as a coolant, keeping specimens cold in a biology lab. And this is to name just a few uses. Now, the temperature of dry ice, it's pretty cold. It's about minus 109 degrees Fahrenheit. This temperature, it's dangerous, so it's best to use gloves or tongs when you're working with it. That way you don't have to worry about it freezing your skin or tissue. There are some activities that you can do at home. Now, because it's cold, make sure that you do have gloves or tongs and a parent or teacher to help out. You can purchase dry ice from local grocery stores. They'll sell it as a coolant because it's much colder than a bag of frozen water ice. Make sure that you have a good thermos to get it home or to school. You don't want it to get too warm and be gone by the time you're ready to do your activities. Go ahead and put on your gloves and use a hammer and break off a small chunk. Put it inside of a glass of water. And a couple seconds later, you'll start to see smoke or fog appear over the water. That smoky looking stuff, that's water vapor from the air that's condensing. Next, go ahead and squirt some liquid soap into the water, and you'll see a whole bunch of bubbles start to form. In fact, it could be kind of messy, so make sure that you do this near a sink and have plenty of paper towels near you. What's interesting is that when you make bubbles at home, that's just normal air. But with this experiment, those bubbles are filled with CO2 gas. And finally, as a third experiment, get a tennis ball container and a top. Put a small chunk of dry ice inside, snap on the lid, place it very rapidly on the table, and quickly step back. You don't want to have this pointing towards you, another person, or your eyes. And the top will pop off and fly away with pretty good force. So make sure that you do this in a room with plenty of space or outside. What's going on is as the dry ice on the inside of the container changes directly from a solid to a gas, the gas is taking up more space than the solid did, and it pops the top. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of dry ice. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.